This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. LED lights may be the key to breaking down forever chemicals. Along with microplastics, poly and perfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS, are considered some of today's most pressing environmental pollutants. Known for their long lifespans as well as their excellent resistance to heat and water, these forever chemicals have been found in everything from nonstick cookware to firefighting foam to clothing, not to mention inside the human body, since Teflon's arrival in 1938. Unfortunately, mounting evidence shows PFAS, like their microplastic relatives, cause countless health issues like hormone disruption and cancer. And as their name suggests, these accumulations of forever chemicals will linger in environments everywhere on Earth for generations unless addressed. Recent advances offer a number of ways to safely destroy waste PFAS, but the methods are often costly, energy-intensive, and complicated. The new comparatively gentle cleanup method eradicated 100% of certain forever chemicals overnight by combining a simple chemical solution and visible LED light. The breakthrough effectively separates fluorine ions for recycling, a key component for clean energy production and pharmaceuticals. This new system, developed by a research team at Japan's Ritsumeikan University, however, only needs mild conditions of just 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Although not the most comfortable for humans, it's far cooler than the average 752 degrees Fahrenheit currently needed to break down most PFAS. The process involves first creating a solution of cadmium sulfide along with the compound triethanolamine and water. PFAS forever chemicals are then mixed into the solution and exposed to 405 nanometer wavelength LED lights for an extended period of time to initiate a photocatalytic reaction. The chemical reaction breaks down the carbon-fluorine bonds to allow for the removal of the forever chemicals' fluorine ions. After just 8 hours of exposure to the visible LED lights, researchers achieved a 100% defluorination in their PFAS samples. Montana will receive $700 million to advance the nation's first transmission project bridging the eastern and western electric grids, a step described as critical to U.S. energy reliability. The U.S. Department of Energy grant will help build the North Plains Connector, a 415-mile high-voltage direct current line between Montana's Colstrip substation and the town of Center, North Dakota. The 525 kilovolt line would be the first high voltage line in the country, bridging the eastern and western energy grids, allowing power to move from Portland to Minnesota while connecting energy markets serving more than 20 states. The North Plains Connector is a $3.6 billion project. Several utilities along the transmission route, including Northwestern Energy and also Portland General Electric, will take part in the project. Portland General Electric is a 40-year investor in Montana Energy that owns a share of the Colstrip Power Plant and Montana's largest wind farm, the 770-megawatt Clearwater Wind Project in southeast Montana. Portland General Electric said it would use the connector to balance the ebb and flow of its renewable energy supplies. Portland General Electric reserved a 20% capacity share in the North Plains Connector this spring. The utility will exit the coal-fired electricity generating plant at Colstrip no later than 2030 to comply with climate change laws in Oregon. Laws in Oregon and Washington to reduce the emissions of greenhouse gases are changing energy markets that currently represent 70% of the Colstrip power plant's 1,500 megawatts of generating capacity. In addition to the $700 million grant, Montana has received $46 million to spend on roads, sewer, and water services along the transmission route to support the workforce during construction. The money comes from President Joe Biden's 2021 Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.